On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Ravinia, Maplewood, The Perch, and the opening of Mars and Salamoth. Let's get into it.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We're getting down at Diversity Station here.
Yeah, man. I feel like we just did this, right? Yeah. We were at Ravinia, so their new Diversity Brew Pub. That was where we recorded the most recent episode. And they got this Juicy Session Pale. Now, this is what I was drinking when we were recording.
Yeah.
4.5%. What is it? Quake yeast with Mosaic and Equinox hops. This is 4.9%.
Yeah. Is that Quake yeast? That one that Burnt City loves, right?
Yeah. They love it so much that they...
Norwegian?
Norwegian yeast strain that apparently it works in super cold temperatures, works in super warm temperatures, and it ferments in like... days.
Okay.
Like 3-4 days, they were saying, like super quick. And they even had a festival. They had the Quake Fest.
Yeah, they did.
I think I'm saying that right.
I think that's right. We didn't make it to that festival. I don't know why. I don't remember why, but we didn't.
So.
but yeah, the last episode, it hasn't gone up since we're recording this, but it should be up for everyone else who would listen to it. But yeah, we had a fun time hanging out at Ravinia.
Yeah, that space is really nice. Their brewer is from Five Rabbit, mm-hmm. and I wanted to ask him if Five Rabbit's really dead. You know, because Five Rabbit talked about, hey, we're moving.
Dead to him.
He's out of there.
Yeah.
Fantastic Phobad preview there. What was it, the Imperial Cream Ale?
Yeah, the
Coquito?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an ode to the Coquito, so it's a rum barrel-aged Imperial Cream Ale.
Is that going to be in your FOBAB like fantasy?
I might have Ravinia? To get. With a mid round pick, I might have to slip Ravinia in there.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't have done that before, so yeah.
It's kind of nuts.
But it was fun, man. For people who don't know, and I don't think I'm trying to talk about shit we didn't talk about on the show.
Okay.
But for people who don't know, when the Great Chicago Fire, 1871 or whatever, it burned from like Fullerton down to like Soldier Field. So Maplewood was a suburb around that time.
Yeah.
So the town of Maplewood saw a boom in population
because everyone needed to move
because the city had burned down. So when the city got rebuilt, you know, this was a very popular train station that took folks from now what was the north side of Chicago, formerly a suburb, took them from Maplewood to downtown. That's where Ravinia, the brew pub, is.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this beer is an ode to the old Diversity Station.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And it's tasty, like a session. It's a lot of words, juicy session pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice. A lot of Ravinia's beers are very easy drinking beers.
Yeah.
They're like casual afternoon beers.
Mm. I don't think on the show we talked about the... the different taps. There's your typical CO2. There's mm-hmm. nitro pour, and then there's the
slow pour.
The slow pour, yeah, it's for, like
yeah, because they were doing pilsners out of
it's
that.
It's for the pils, yeah. So Brad and I were fooling around with that, and the I'm motioning on a podcast.
The
high
like,
riser, high.
I don't know, the big swing thing where you try to see how strong you are.
Yeah, the strongman game.
Yeah,
where you try to hit the bell with the mallet.
Yeah.
So. Man, good for them, man. That place is fucking cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I think we're going back on May 6th, so the day after Cinco de Mayo, so after we've crushed a bunch of little Corona Coronitas. We'll be over at
Coronitas
Lavinia, I think. You know, they're supposed to invite us. I haven't seen like a message or anything, so.
No, it's still early.
I guess. Do they even have my number? I don't know.
Well, we're doing Coronitas either way.
Yeah.
Find some 1492 and some Coronitas, man.
But then I believe the week after that, they're supposed to probably be open. So look for that in that second week of May.
Yeah.
Beer garden.
Beer garden.
Dog friendly.
Dog friendly, kid friendly. Barrel program.
They said dog friendly, but they said dog friendly on the beer garden.
Because of COVID, the restrictions.
Right, but how does your dog get up there?
Your dog's going to have to climb those stairs, man.
But it's got to go through the inside?
There's no other way in,
right? Is there an outdoor way?
Right? I didn't see one.
Yeah.
What was, speaking of the beer garden, the proposed graffiti contest. That sounded interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every week, every whenever.
And basically, like, inviting or planning to invite people up there to paint the walls.
Yeah, a rotating local art exhibit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, nice little spot, swings.
We the first thing Brad and I did, Brad was setting up the mics, and the first thing we did was go sit in these bench seats that are swings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand what their fascination with, like, you know, hot air balloons and swings and all this kind of shit. But
the, like, oddity of stuff.
It's a very...
Why do you have a slope or pilter thing? Why do you have swings?
It's a very eclectic mix.
Yeah. The swings are pretty neat. There might be a reason why you don't see them in a lot of places. The only place I ever knew they had swings was, I think it was Bad Camper.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a pizza place. Uh-huh. And they had swing seats.
One of these self-pour locations has a couple of swing, not swing bench seats, just a pair of gigantic-ass swings that's similar to those.
Okay.
It's the one down the street from Peace.
Oh, okay.
That, whichever one that is. So it's not Navigator Tap Room. It's the other one.
Okay.
Tapster, maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like it was that one.
Cool, but they're going to have tacos. They're going to be open for brunch. The lunch at some point, once they kind of get a feel of the crowd. Nice. Good for them.
There's so much talent in Chicago, so they're starting to name their staff and all the places that their staff has worked. And it's kind of like, I got excited about that.
Right.
You know, it's like, we got an inside person running in front of the house, I think, who spent time at Peace. And the chef spent time in Lagunitas, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, right on, man. These guys are ready, you know? The beer's good. The space is good. They got good people running it.
Yeah.
They're ready. So, good for them.
Yeah, so, we're going to crush these diversity stations as we dive into the rest of the episode then. But that was like our big thing, I guess, we both did this past week.
Yeah, we were there on a Sunday, on a feel-good Sunday.
Yeah.
I did go to Maplewood for just a pint.
Oh, okay. After that?
A couple days after, on the 80-degree day. Oh, no. I was stuck in the house all day, so around 6, 7 o'clock I went to Maplewood. And just sat outside and had the Czech dark lager.
Okay. I think I saw a story picture.
Yes.
Okay.
4.5%. Just kind of hung out on there. And that's the advantage of a space like Ravinia, because there's literally 4-5 seats on the sidewalk in front of Maplewood.
Oh.
And that's all their seating, because you can't sit inside.
Right.
So.
But Ravinia has a beer garden and big garage door windows.
Yeah. So did a little bit of that. I was excited about the dark lager. You know. Typical dark lager vibes, you know. 4.8%. So
nice. When you were over at Maplewood, I did a little two stop. Went to Bangers and Lace. First time there since COVID. Actually, I've probably been a year even before COVID.
The original Bangers and Lace.
Yeah. And their beer lineup isn't as amazing right now as it typically is.
Okay.
It's a lot of, like, I don't know, whatever their probably distributor could get right now, because I doubt everyone's throwing stuff in kegs right now. They had some Spiteful and Alarmist, a bunch of Goose, things like that, like big name things that you might see. Well, I went with the Spiteful Bitter Ben.
Which is a, the hell's that?
It's like, I think it's like an ESB kind of thing. Okay. It was fine. It wasn't like super refreshing for an 80 degree day, but it was like.
It wasn't like that Will Turner ESB.
No. but that was a good little stop. And then we didn't feel like eating at Bangers and Lays. So we decided to check out the Perch.
Oh my God. The unstoppable, legendary Finch Beer Co.
So, funny thing about, well, I guess there's two parts to this Finch story. One, we learned that there's another piece to the Finch story that
that's right.
Libertyville, they were going to open up a brewery.
That's right. I think we learned this week that Finch, somebody this week we talked to mentioned that they were in Libertyville and it now coming soon, Finch Brewery.
Yeah. I forgot to look that up to see what was that about. But so there was that. And then when we sat down at the Perch, they said, we partner with Finch to do the beer. So
wait, what are you talking about?
At the Perch. So they didn't.
Okay, so the Perch is like.
Perch is like its own thing.
Extended Finch family, we're talking about. Right. Here.
So they're not saying the way it came out of the server or the waiter mouth. It seemed like it wasn't, oh, this is Finch's restaurant.
This is not the Finch brew pub then, right?
Yeah. They're like, we've partnered with Finch as our partner beer person or brewery that does the beer here.
Huh. This is news, right? Like, I didn't really understand that. I just assumed that it was the Finch brew pub.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's some sort of side biz.
This Finch thing came up Sunday too. This Finch thing, they're the only spot in Chicago Brewing District that didn't have a tap room, mm-hmm. So that was a little weird. And then B, they gave Like Minds so much money for that space that Like Minds came in from Milwaukee. Painted the joint, started making beers, and then packed all their shit and left and went back to Milwaukee. They gave them that much money.
Yeah.
That's just bizarre. It's not a normal occurrence, this kind of shit.
No.
So.
But I had to check out the Perch. It's in the neighborhood. You had been. We decided, I think we had enough sun at that point, and we were just like, we're fine sitting inside.
Okay. So you started, sidewalk seating is pretty big, pretty sprawling sidewalk.
Yeah. Seating. But at that point, we were like, we had been outside for lunch, like on our patio, and sitting outside at Bangers and Lace. We're like, that's enough sun for us. So
you went inside.
Went inside. Beautiful space in there. Yeah. And I got the Kool-Aid Kettle Sour.
So this is Taco Cat with.
They called it Blue Magoo or Blue whatever, Manda or whatever I put on that Instagram. Yeah. So it doesn't say Taco Cat. Kool-Aid, it's like blue, and one, it's weird calling it something with blue in the name because the beer is green. But it's a Kool-Aid Kettle Sour, and they partnered with the Chiba Hut.
The what?
It's like a restaurant that's like two doors down that's straight up stoner food.
Okay.
Like, oh, do you want a peanut butter and jelly with a Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it, like stuff that you would come up when you're super high.
Sounds okay.
Like, oh, here's a sundae with whatever cereal dumped on top of it, kind of like stuff like that. So it makes sense that a Kool-Aid beer would be brewed with a bunch of stoners.
Now there's this little strip of, what is this, Division, right? There's so much going on over this strip. There's some, you'll notice something new every time you walk down there.
Yeah.
Is there, I feel like there's equipment at this joint though, right?
There was looked like a brew system.
Yeah.
I didn't really look around too much, but it was nice in there. The Kool-Aid Kettle Sour was nice. It was like overly carbonated though.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, you could have told me it was a Kool-Aid seltzer. and I would have
gotcha.
I would have believed you because the picture made it look like the glass was like dirty because it had so many bubbles on it, but it was just highly carbonated. It was weird. It was good. I wouldn't order that one again, mm-hmm. but I've never seen a Kool-Aid beer, so I had to try it.
I've never seen a yeah. Kool-Aid beer. they've hung their hat on the Kettle Sour since the rebrand, right? It was Finch. I think we say this all the time. It's Finch's, and then I think it's Finch Beer Co.
Yeah. They thought that would help.
Yeah. slight adjustment, but kind of a reboot. But since the reboot, Taco Cat's been the Kettle Sour in general has been the beer that has kind of brought them
yeah.
the most success.
Mm-hmm. So. But the food there is great.
yeah. It's decent, right? I like it.
Yeah. They have like wood fire stuff. We got wood fired artichokes. Just the aroma is amazing. And we got like a half chicken. Also tasted great. Go to the Perch for the food. And, you know, they have beer. That's kind of.
They have beer.
How I see the Perch.
the Perch.
Oh. So that was my 80 degree stop.
Right on. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Oh, I went to. We talked about Maplewood. Just old haunts. I ended up at Clybourne for some reason.
Goose Island.
Clybourne. I went to Goose Island Clybourne.
Okay.
Actually, I was going because they posted that they were having one of the beers from this year's lineup. Is it the birthday? No, the anniversary. The anniversary Bourbon County Stout aged in Weller 12 barrels.
Okay.
So I went for that. I was kind of turned off by the price of it. It was like $45 or something. Okay. So I'm like, I'm out on that. They had double barrel, which, you know, honestly, I think double barrel is like a top three all-time variant, honestly. 18%, right? Two barrels, that sort of thing. This was $75.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So I ended up with, and these are just bottle offerings. So I went with a draft option for the 2020 two-year reserve BCS. So if I got this right, there's so many variants. If I got this right, this was 11-year Knob Creek barrels that they aged for 2 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it originally came out in 2019, and then they held some back and released the same beer, but with a year older.
Right.
And next year. So
nice.
I went with that.
Was it busy over there?
It was fairly busy.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Always thinking Goose Island and Clybourne's going to close.
I feel like they're really hanging their hat on the event aspect of the space because, you know, they revamped it. I feel like they're tired of people asking them what's up with the loft. Why'd you get rid of the loft? Because, you know, the loft and the cellar
yeah.
were part of the charm there.
Right.
Right? like, you know.
Why'd you fuck this place up?
It's a whole different vibe, you know. And the weird part is, man, and tell me if I'm making sense here, but like, okay, they reduced the seating and reduced some of the cool little nooks in the place to make this massive brew house.
Right? Yeah.
But then like, they've never been known to sell like a ton of beer to go out of this joint. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Like,
well, there was, they were, because Will's beers were very popular. And they did that bottle series, the 20th anniversary series.
And Jared Rubin was the brewmaster at one point.
Rubin's market, his like fruits and vegetables.
Oh yeah, whatever. The market series, market summertime series. Market series using fresh fruits and shit.
I feel like people like those and came in. What are people coming in there for?
Yeah, man, I tried a haze from, you know, I'm at the brewery. Let me try a house beer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try that. But when you're there, you just gravitate to like Matilda Sophie BCS. You know? Just,
well, you're old man beer drinker.
Also that. So. there was a ton of cameras there because they were shooting the next Burger of the Month. So every month they do this Burger of the Month thing.
Okay.
I think there's been, you know, Isaac Gere from the White Sox. This year, I mean, this month is Ryan Dempster from the Cubs. Next month's going to be Dark Matter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're doing Burger of the Month series where they invite some folks to come out, design a burger, and then they donate all the money to a cause. So they said Dark Matter's cause is like women in the cannabis industry.
Okay.
So there's like some coalition that promotes women being cannabis shop owners or something.
And more, all the money goes. More women got to get high.
You know, or a profit off getting high and getting while they're getting high. Yeah. So that's Dark Matters thing. Justice of the Pies is there. That was pretty cool. So that's like a small, like she's a small, local, black-owned business called Justice of the Pies.
She can't be that small. Like she's like
she's a goose.
She's that goose, and they like mention her on the Bulls broadcasts like all the really? Time. Yeah.
Maybe she's moving out of the small category.
Might be here. Like, yeah, pretending. Oh, I'm so small, I can't. She, keep and, up with the
meanwhile, demand.
Meanwhile,
the whole like 500. The whole time she's got a factory, she's in like 10 states. But yeah, so she's there. I tell you, man, I tried the BCS milkshake, and I was a happy camper.
Okay.
I was a happy camper. Yeah. So it was a good little stomp. It was good to see the joint. I hadn't been there since they debuted that format.
Yeah.
So, which was 2017, apparently.
Yeah, I've gone, I want to say twice. And disappointed.
I'm like, all right, so only one entrance is open, you know, okay. So that would be the entrance closer to Benny's. The other entrance is where they got this permanent tent where they just have permanent outdoor seating now, which I'm assuming that's where Style Fest was.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's very River North-ish.
Yeah.
There's a couple of signs from the old space, you know, like painted signs that kind of remind you of the old man bar that it was. But other than that, it's kind of this completely different space.
Right.
Which.
Maybe now after post-COVID, it won't feel as hated in my mind. I'll be like, all right, this is a spot. I don't know. You can't, you got to like toss away everything you remember, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some fun days in that joint. Mm-hmm. Oldest brewery in town. But yeah, it feels different. And I don't know if it feels, I mean, it's updated, but it doesn't feel like it pays any mind to better days.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay any mind to that. It's just trying to be something new for the sake of being new, it feels like. So.
The only other spot I made it to, I did stop in at Alarmist.
Right on.
And I picked up their lager called Cold Open, and I picked up the Maybach called Thaw. Which we would have been drinking, but we got this diversity station, and we need to
get through this first. Yeah, I agree with that.
And so the Thaw and the Maybach, I don't know, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of like Maybachs. Mm-hmm. You know,
they told me that what is it called? The Black IPA, the juice is coming, and then
really?
Beezer juice, or is it La Beezer, is the coming.
Collab with Old Irving.
Yes, that's coming in 2 weeks. It might be 1 week now, so I think Ajuice is the black IPA.
Oh, kind of like Ajuice, kind of like for your cheese, for Italian beef.
Yeah.
Okay, I almost called it cheesesteak.
Yeah, for Italian beef, so it's called Ajuice.
Okay.
Black IPA, the juice.
I'm curious.
So I feel like we gotta get that and get on it.
The Ravinia guys hate black IPAs.
They hate them.
I think that came up on the show. Yeah. Oh, man. I get confused on what was on the show and then what was the post game.
I don't know if that was on the show. I think that was after it, but they hate it.
Yeah, they're like, no. Like, what about Cascadian Dark Ale? They're like, no. all right, fine.
So don't count on a black IPA from Ravinia.
Yeah.
But that was all my stops, yeah. That was all of our stops, I think. That was a pretty nice little lineup there.
Yeah, man. It was nice to get out. Mm-hmm. Nice to get out. Nice to, you know, see folks.
Weather turned for a minute, so we had to get out there. Then it got cold again, and we're back.
You know,
that's true Chicago spring.
Hell yeah. The Michelin Awards were announced this week.
Oh.
Yeah, so a ton of Michelin Bib Gourmand. That's the category where it's $40 or less to go mm-hmm. in. And then the actual Michelin star restaurants were announced.
Okay.
Moody Tongue, which is the only brew pub on the list, has two Michelin stars.
Are they going to follow Band of Bohemians?
And then
Michelin star lead?
You know, they're taking, you know? Yeah. I haven't been there. That's the old Bader Brow space.
Yeah.
I think I've been once as a Moody Tongue. And it's, you know, it's where you go when you want to spend $200 on a meal and have a you know once a year kind of 12 course experience. That's where you go for that. That's an option, but then it's also a brewery. So,
okay.
So good for them, J.R. Rubin, Culinary Brewing. He was in Pilsen, and then before that, he was pub brewmaster at Goose.
Yeah.
And now he's in they call it South Loop. It's technically Bronzeville because South Loop stops at 25th, and this is on 26th. But yeah, he's out there, and he's got 2 Michelin stars. That's nothing to sneeze at. So there you go.
Okay. Nice. And then we got some new spots opening. Really, like 3 new spots. We got Ravinia, and then Mars Logan Square opened.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ravinia and Logan Square, Mars and Logan Square, and then Salamos, their spot, which is Avondale, really, right?
No, it's on Armitage.
That's still Logan Square?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So 3 Logan Square spots. Jeez.
Yeah, Logan Square is ground zero. I don't know if we do this, I think, like, if you name them all, right? Let's see if we can. I feel like we're
in Logan Square?
Just in Logan Square.
Okay, so Maplewood, Ravinia.
Maplewood, Ravinia.
Mars. Middle Brow.
Yep. Cross Street from Middle Brow is what you just named, Salamoth.
Yeah.
We're already at 5.
Pilot Project.
Yeah. There's 6.
Hopewell.
Wow. I forgot about Hopewell. That's 7. If you count the original Off Color, that's 8.
Yeah.
Revolution is 9.
Oh, yeah. What about that Ong? That O?
Oh, Orkenroy?
Yeah. Is that in?
That might be Humboldt.
Humboldt, okay.
We're still at 9.
9, that's pretty good.
What about Bishi?
Oh, Bishi, yeah.
This neighborhood has at least 10 breweries that we can, offhand, we can think of.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
There's, I'm sure,
someone we're missing. We got the dead air going. So 10 and counting.
Yeah, at least 10 breweries in Logan Square. That's
pretty
amazing.
Yeah, and once you get past, West Loop's breweries and what, not Motor Row, but what do you call that joint? The, where Dovetail and.
Oh, not Brewer's Scrub.
Malt Row.
I was like, Brewer's Row? No.
I don't think any of those districts, or even Chicago Brewing District, where, Goose and Midwest Coast, none of those districts are hitting 10 breweries easy.
Midwest Coast, you got Midwest Coast, you got Cobra Lounge, or All Rise. You got Goose, Finch, Great Central, On Tour, and then
the
Forbidden Root.
The Contract Brewing Joint.
Yeah, it's at Great Central.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. So that's 7. 7. And then did you say Brew Yards?
Oh, and then Brew Yards, which...
That's 8. Well, shit, if you're being technical, that's...
That's
3. 4?
4. So, yeah, they get to 11.
Yeah.
And so, that's a walk. You could walk all those. You can't walk all the low-end square ones.
That is a fact. Yeah. So, I think I think we just named the 2 heavy concentrations of breweries in the city by neighborhood. So.
Yeah, but I'm excited to check out this Mars brewery. I do not make it to the Southside one unless, like, it is a plan typically to go to Mars over by Sox Park there.
I tell you, man, even when I'm at a Sox game, it's still kind of out the way to go west to Mars.
Yeah. No. But you can walk. I have walked it from Mars to the Red Line.
Brad is not normal, for the record.
Like, it's not that far. It's not like it's like at the point where you're like, I shouldn't have walked this, but it's walkable.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 1.3. Something like
you're
that.
You're like, I should have took that bus that I saw pass by 10 minutes ago.
No. You get Well, you about 5,000 steps. Get you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm guessing. Rough guess.
So those are, I don't know, that's pretty amazing little new spots opening. I'm excited to see what Salamote does. Do want to make it to Mars because they're always doing a lot of fun stuff. They have a seltzer lineup. I think they have kombucha. They have these CBD drinks, which I don't know how I feel about those, but.
Yeah, ton of IPAs. They got the Jungle Boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more likely to go there, like, to your point. I'm more likely to go there than to go to Bridgeport.
Right. So yeah, check that out. There also Wormhole 2 is in that same building. Margie's is right there. I think I've driven by this a few times. I think there is a rooftop on
at the Mars. The Mars?
Yeah. I think there is.
Okay.
Unless that's Margie's who decided to open up an ice cream outdoor seating.
That sounds great too.
So yeah, I'm sure you could put your name in over at Margie's and probably go get a beer now at Mars.
Very few things bring me more joy than hanging out at Margie's.
Yeah, it's good. I like but it. But it's also like not good.
Sometimes you need the right seat.
Okay.
You need the right seat.
I've only been there like
three. When it's packed and you're in the wrong seat, it's like, get me out of here. There's too many people, too many asses are too close to my face.
There can be a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
I just have no need to wait in line for ice cream.
That's another thing too, there's a wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you can get the right seat and the traffic's low,
yeah,
fantastic stuff, Margie's Candies. Yeah.
Ice cream for me is like an impulse. Like if I want it like now, and if I gotta wait like 10 minutes, that's gonna pass. I'm over it.
Yeah. I hear that.
But that's me. But Margie's is I'm glad to see it's still there. It's almost like this old Chicago spot that probably shouldn't have lasted this long.
Yeah, everything else around it is changing, right? Since they first opened, everything else has kind of came and went, and they're still there.
Yeah.
So.
But cool. Anything else, or should we get out of here?
I was looking, man, but I think we hit it all.
All right. We mentioned this Hard Seltzer Festival two episodes ago.
Oh, Seltzer Land.
Yeah.
Cannonball Productions.
I think that's coming up this month, so.
I hope there's more than just the four that they are advertising.
The four macros?
Yeah. I hope there's a local presence, because, Phase 3's got one. We know Solomon Oath. You just mentioned Mars,
I think Ravinia said, did they have a seltzer? Or no, they're going to do hard coffees.
They're doing coffee.
Coffee, not hard coffee, but barrel-aged coffee.
That's a good selling point, man, doing coffee on the rooftop. Because, you drink, you have three beers. And it's 1 p.m. and you got a call and you're like, fuck.
What time did you start to have three beers? Like 11? 10?
I'm just glad they got a coffee option. So I'm not just hanging out not ordering anything.
Like, I got 1 p.m. call. You know what? I'm going to go 10 o'clock, start drinking.
You're going to tell everybody what's what on that fucking 1 o'clock call, I'll tell you.
All right.
I'll tell you another thing.
All right, well, we should get out of here. But check out that Ravinia episode. Look for us hanging out there. Looking forward to trying the food and some of their other beers as well. But, yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And episodes going up just about every week, sometimes twice a week now.
Hell yeah.
We get out on location. Yeah, check out our fun little reels on Instagram. So,
yes, sir.
As we make fools of ourselves.
Oh, they're
because the podcast isn't enough.
They're fools. So dumb. They are the dumbest. It's pretty funny.
Awesome. Take care.
Cheers.